The Lord bless and keep you, beloved heart dwellers. Lord Jesus, please help me to forsake myself and the world's empty promises and live only for you. God forbid that I should stand before you empty-handed after all you have lavished on me. I want my life to count for the kingdom of God. Please save me from my own foolish will. Amen. Recently, a short story I had written 30 years ago came to mind. It's on the website Our Lady Light of the Woods, and I will try and provide you with a link to it. It's about the Lord's call and how people respond or don't respond. The Lord Jesus began. The Lord reminded me of this story where he's sitting at the entrance to a cave tending a fire, and in the background are his dedicated servants lying down on the ground in this dark cave, sleeping. And recently this came to mind, and I thought of how many people have lost the opportunity to serve the living God because they didn't discern properly. The Lord Jesus, feeling the grief in my heart that I was feeling, began to speak to me. I know how you feel, Claire. It is back to the cave. Ultimately, it is their choice either to serve me or serve themselves. And when he said back to the cave, it was a reference to that story. All that glitters, he continued, is not gold, and I am eternally the pearl of great price. But in this world, many things call to the flesh of men, and so they may choose me or choose what pleases them most, what they believe will bring them the most happiness. You spent your young life pursuing all those goals and finding out how they lead only to dead ends, fruitlessness, confusion, and misery, forever questioning, what was the purpose of my life anyway? God in his mercy revealed that to me one day in May in a powerful experience, where the Holy Spirit came down like fire into my body and paralyzed me for 45 minutes as I was having the most incredible conversation with God, so full of love and truth, overwhelming. That is on our website somewhere, my conversion experience. Unfortunately, that was not the end of my love affair with the world. It took a while. It took quite a while to get me out of the world the way the Lord had in mind. In fact, after that experience, I wanted to live the way Jesus lived, walking on dusty roads, going from one place to the next, sharing the good news and loosing those bound by the devil. Well, life and time, having children, getting married, all of that has an impact on our lives. And what we want to do or what we think we want to do may not always be what we are able to do. But the Lord was helping me take a look, really, at what's coming. He said, the day is coming for all on this earth when there will be an accounting. This will be a time to stand before me and make an answer for what you did with all the gifts and treasures I gave you. Did you use them to please yourselves, or did you use them to please me? Oh, what a treacherous thing it is, free will. Oh, what a very great precipice you stand before when you abandon your vow of obedience and seek a life free from restraint and filled with fancies and pleasures. Oh, how cheaply great souls sell out for their flesh abandoning the calling of self-sacrifice and dying to oneself. What sorrow is theirs at the end of their fruitless lives when they realize they did not live for me, but for themselves. At that hour they shall be shown the gifts I invested in them and what they could have done with them, what they could have become in my kingdom. There is no remorse more bitter than looking back on a wasted life and seeing how empty and fruitless it was because you chose the easy way of pleasing yourself and your loved ones. And now you are old and at the end of your life and your energy, and there's no way to go back and do it right. Every path seems bright and shiny at first, as you look at the new and fresh green grass growing along the way. Enthusiasm, sparkle, hope, and myriads of opportunities present themselves like glistening gemstones in the jeweler's showcase. Oh, how new and exciting and full of satisfaction these things seem to be. And then the reality sets in. To any path undertaken, there comes a time when you must look at the work involved to maintain such an exciting life, so full of rich opportunities. And then the reality emerges from the glistening surface, and you realize there's hard work, monotony, trials, gains and losses, good times and bad times. Just like the life you grew restless with before this one. Isn't it so true that we grow restless in one place with our life because things seem so difficult and we're always looking to see what could do new and fresh and exciting? Monotony is the last thing in the world anyone wants, right? And what first seems so inviting, so fresh and full of possibilities, boils down to hard work and monotony, growing old and becoming very common. And then comes that fateful day when you will stand before me and make an answer to all the gifts and talents I lavished on you during your lives. My children, work for heavenly rewards, not for fleeting pleasures and curiosities. Build your mansion in heaven with prayers, good deeds, and self-sacrifice. Always, always putting my will first in everything. Unless you do this, you will find yourself pitiably poor before the throne of the Father and not dressed properly for the wedding banquet. Yes, you will look back and see that your house was built with wood, hay, and stubble on shifting sands where the winds of life and the tides of the world easily came in and destroyed what you so lovingly created. You cannot serve two masters. A little for God, a little for me, a little for my wife and for my children. A little for God, a little for me, a little for my wife and children. On and on. You've been given the graces in these times and seasons to become saints. Will you then squander them on empty works and stand before me naked and poor? To whom much has been given, much shall be required. Mother Claire struggles with this understanding every single hour and day of her life. And these questions in the forefront of her mind direct the path she walks in. Her walk is not perfect, far from it. But the checks and balances she subjects her choices to keep her on the straight and narrow path of holiness, while others live from day to day, following their fancies, with no thought of the day they will have to face me and make an accounting. My precious ones, seek me and my will first. And in the proper time, all that you could ever desire or dream of shall be prepared for you and freely given without cost. Forsake yourselves and live for me. It is a truth that he that would lose his life will truly find it. And he who would hold on to and hoard his life will surely lose it. Seek me and live the true life, the life of a spirit. I am with you in this.